right, and our last talk for the PhD oral competition is developing a sensor-based variable rate nutrient management technique for overhead irrigation systems.
So to move it, I just click here. Okay. Anybody want to start? Okay. Hello, my name is Philip Williams. I'm with Clemson University. I'm a PhD student. I'm stationed at the Edisto Research and Education Center in Blackville, South Carolina. Like he said, the goal here is to develop a sensor-based fertigation strategy for an overhead irrigation system. You can see this is a trend in South Carolina. Irrigated acreage have been increasing pretty significantly in the last 10 to 20 years. And I'm sure it's the same through other states. I just focused on this because this is the state I work out of. And so fertigation. So fertigation, what we're doing is we're applying fertilizer to a crop through an irrigation system. So why is this a benefit? It's a benefit because it saves fuel, decreases crop damage, saves money with labor, and it also saves time for the grower. And so as you can see here, soils in the southeast are highly variable. This data was taken from a Varis EC machine, which measures soil texture. As you can see, the x-axis is N rate, and as you can see, at the bottom it says EC low, medium, and high. If you notice, if we put 120 pounds of nitrogen in a low EC zone, it doesn't even give you the same yield as a medium textured soil with zero nitrogen. So that's just some of the variation there, and I guess why variable rate fertigation would be needed. So why am I doing this research? Currently, there are no decision-making tools for nitrogen fertigation in cotton, and also there's no published research on a variable rate fertigation system, a true variable rate fertigation system. So current fertigation recommendations, I don't know how well these carry over to a state like South Carolina. The University of Tennessee, they have a recommendation that's in a fact sheet, and that recommendation actually came from Texas A&M. So like I said, I don't know how applicable it was to South Carolina. And this is some current research on the variable rate fertigation systems that I found. So we have two researchers, both of them are from Nebraska. They're working on a variable rate irrigation system, fertigation system. But I called and had some conversations with them, and primarily what they're doing is they're using a variable rate pump. So it doesn't put nitrogen out based on needs. It puts it based on water flow on a variable rate irrigation system. And also there's two companies doing it. It's AgriInject, and Trimble's got one as well. There could be more. As you can see here, this is how the AgriInject works. It bases off pie shapes in the field. So as the irrigation system is moving through the field, say the variable rate irrigation system says, hey, you know, you need a half inch of water here. Well, it just decreases and increases the amount of nitrogen as the water increases and decreases. So it's still a uniform rate. It's not true variable rate. So my objectives for this project, first, is to modify a variable rate application, irrigation application equipment to allow for site-specific nitrogen management, to adapt sensor-based nitrogen recommendation algorithms to a single side dress, from a single side dress to multiple side applications through the irrigation system, and also to compare sensor-based and conventional nutrient management methods in terms of nitrogen use efficiency. And also, I guess, create some guidelines about how we need to fertigate in South Carolina. So this is the initial design here. This is what we've been using. And as you can see here, there's a trailer. This was on a lateral move system because that's what was available to me. And so it can be adopted to a center pivot as well. As you can see, we built this trailer. It's got a 335-gallon tank, and it's run. There's an electric motor on this trailer, and that electric motor turns a roller pump. And the roller pump pumps into this bladder tank, which the reason why we installed the bladder tank is because if you just go from the pump straight out to the irrigation system, what's going to happen is your pressures won't be constant. The bladder tank keeps the pressures constant. And also we have a flow divider. So say we're going from cotton to corn, which I know we're in a cotton meeting, so that's why I'm talking about cotton. But if we ever wanted to go to corn, we would have to increase the flow divider because corn needs a lot more nitrogen than cotton does. So that's just a way we can regulate how much nitrogen is being put out. And so as you can see, there's manifolds here. And there's 10 manifolds on this system, and each manifold feeds 4 drop downs. And within these manifolds, there are orifices, because if we don't have orifices, it's going to take the path of least resistance. So it's the you know, it's not going to evenly distribute throughout the manifold. So on top of these manifolds, there's a solenoid, and it's an on and off, normally closed solenoid. This is our control box. The control box has a GPS system, so you can make maps and you'll know exactly where you're at within the field. Next, how we're controlling these solenoids is we have a measurement computing solid-state relay board with AC relays. And so we have also in the box, we have a data acquisition and control adapter, which is a Minilab 1008. And also we have a transformer because we have to go from 110 down to 24 volts for those relays. And also the way the solenoids work is they pulse on and off for a 60-second timer, and I'm going to get into that right now. This is the program. It was created by Dr. Hahn at Clemson University. And so how this program works is it calculates the nozzle on and off time for each zone. So if you can see, it's really hard to see, but each little multicolored square is your nitrogen amount. So you go through your field, and then you find out how much nitrogen you need based off of whatever parameters you use. And then you plug it into each square, and you define the square size based off of, plots or if it's a grower's field. And then it chooses the highest target rate. So say, just to give you guys an example, say it was we need to put 100 pounds of nitrogen out, and that was the highest rate, was the 100 pounds. So it would leave that one on for the 60-second time. But then if you needed 50 pounds in one of the other zones, it would just be on for 30 seconds and off for 30 seconds. So that's how the program works in a nutshell. So I did a system accuracy test just to make sure it's doing what it should be doing. You can see here there's 3-liter bottles on each drop down. And so we would make a plot in the plot map, and we would run it through the field, and we would make sure we're collecting the right amount. Okay? And the overall error was 0% in the uniformity test. And theoretical versus actual, as you can see, R squared is pretty good there. This is my plot plan. This is the plot plan for 2017. So we had two zones, and the zones were defined using a Varis EC machine. We had 7 replications and 6 treatments. And so how we defined how much nitrogen we need to be put out is Wes Porter. You all may be familiar with him. He works for the University of Georgia now. He developed a nitrogen algorithm for our state, for South Carolina. So I'm using his algorithm, and how the algorithm works is you use NDVI, you do planting date, which I'm going to get to that in a minute. I'll go ahead and stick to the topic here. But on each end of the field, as you can see, J and A, they're nitrogen-rich strips, and those are critical for his calculator. So this is just we also use Varis and the soil survey maps, and these are just the soils that we were using. Same type treatment. And so just to stop right here because I don't think I explained it enough. So sensor base times 1 through 4. What that means is when it was time to side dress, so pinhead square, we would put out 90 pounds, the 120 pounds, which is the grower rates. That's the 120 pound is a irrigated grower rate and the 90 is a dry land grower rate. So we wanted to test what growers were doing in the field compared to our system. And so you have SX 1, 2, 3, and 4. That just means how many times we split the application. So we did 1 fertigation treatment done. And for SX2, we would do 2 and 3 and 4 and so on. And so how we collected the NDVI data is we have this John Deere 6700, and it has green seekers on it. It's 8-row. So my plots were 8-row as well because it followed it really easily, me being able to have that. And we're also using drones, which I hadn't fully perfected this yet, but what we're trying to do is ground truth what the NDVI green seeker is getting on the highboy and make sure that it's correct. What you're getting from the drone is correct. So that's just another leg of this project that I'm working on. And so I talked with you earlier about what Wes Porter did. And so what we did is we put it in like a quick online calculator that you can go to and use. And so these are the things you need for the calculator to work. You need planting date, you need NDVI from the field, and the NDVI from the nitrogen-rich strips on each end of the field. The only reason I had 2 nitrogen-rich strips because there was 2 zones. I had a strip in each zone. And then you would need your max yield history and also whether it's irrigated or dry land. and then it spits you out a rate. And so what we did is, so for a sensor-based times one, we would just do this once when it was time to side dress and apply that knife. Okay? Sensor-based two, we would do this twice. We would go over and collect two NDVI readings and do it twice. And three, we do it three times. And four, we do it four. So this is some data I collected from the field. It was soil samples, petiole for nitrogen content, total bowl count, plant height, plant biomass, and yield. As you can see here, what we did is, this is 2016 data. As you can see, one application, it was significantly different than three fertigation applications and the farmer and the farmer one, farmer 90 and farmer 120. But also up under it, you can see that we, the three applications, which were not significantly different than what growers normally do now, we applied much less nitrogen than the 90 and 120 to attain the same yields. And also plant height, there was another speaker before me that was talking about it. So with added nitrogen, you get, it's harder to manage your plants and you have bug pressures and disease and stuff. As you can see, the sensor base, so I guess you would say spoon feeding this nitrogen to it, it kept plant heights a little lower, and your overall nitrogen amount was really lower too, which was good. And so it kept the plants more manageable. And this is a 2016 leaf nitrogen concentration. So I did pre and post nitrogen application leaf nitrogen concentration. As you can see, that three and four applications, there was a lot more nitrogen available in the plant as opposed to just doing one fertigation application or two fertigation applications. Plant height for 2017, it follows the same trend. The sensor base were much lower. Naturally, we applied less nitrogen in those zones. Also, there's a lint yield here for 2017. It follows the same trend as 16. There was no significant difference between the farmers, what I call the farmers method, and four applications of nitrogen. And but also, we applied less nitrogen than the 90 and 120 rates as well. Any questions? It is completely independent. So you can actually turn the water off and have no water. This is how I did my calibration test, and it would apply nitrogen without any water. So it's completely independent. Exactly. Yes. So we did it pre. Pre-nitrogen application, so right before pinhead square, okay? Then we did it after the last sensor application was applied, so after the fourth application. And the intervals in the sensor applications were weekly. So I would go out and put my first sensor application, put it out, and then next week I would do it again. This is percent difference. You see the total nitrogen. It's able to vary over eight rows. And, you know, I guess for money savings, you know, me being a grad student, you could do it every row, theoretically, or every two rows, or however you wanted to do it. We just chose eight because all of our equipment set up to handle eight rows. So that's why we chose.
Do you have zero plots?
No, we did not have zero plots. I think we know how that would turn out. But yeah, we can do a control. So this, do I got more time to follow up?
Yeah, you got about a minute.
Okay, so we had for this same project here, before we implemented this on this irrigation system, what we did is we had 16 sites across South Carolina, and we really put West Porter's calculator to the test. So I had 16 farmers that I worked with, and I probably covered 500 acres. And so we put this nitrogen calculator to the test, and I've given several talks on it before, and it works. It works in our state. So we save nitrogen, and we obtain the same yields that most growers would do by doing their normal rates. And so We had check plots in those. We had zeros there. That's why I didn't do it for this. So I could follow up with the paper I've already gotten and just implement it with this whenever I finish up my thesis.